greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight, right here, on the transmitting jewel of the South, WWRBM. We're glad to have you aboard. Call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on there. Part three tonight. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into the covenant of yesterday, the one that the Creator made with a lost people. We're going to hunt them. We're going to find them. We're going to love Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, what an awesome Creator we have. He hid the jewel, you know, the coin, the son that has been lost, and now he's found, and the making merry is about to begin. We're in an awesome age. We're in the age of Aquarius, the pouring out, the coming forth. And the time is now, ladies and gentlemen, when we begin to press toward the mark and a high calling in the Messiah. It's just wonderful to be alive. It's wonderful to know the truth, and it's wonderful to seek out and to learn the truth. The Bible said to see and ask for the old path, and when you find it, walk in. And you'll definitely find rest for your soul. We're going to get into part three of sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Have you ever wondered why that just 100 years ago, the knowledge of Ireland and England and Scotland and Germany and the Western European peoples was common knowledge? Ladies and gentlemen, it's just so awesome that this knowledge has vanished away in the last maybe 75 to 100 years. Did you know that institutes of higher learning and especially among the clergy, that the coming of the age of the socialist revolution that began to sweep through Russia and then spread into Germany and then into Ireland and then into Scotland and England, it swept clean the understanding of our roots. The colleges began to be socially communist oriented. They got away from the things that we had as a heritage. Why did Ireland use the red hand within the Star of David as a national banner until the 70s? Why did they do that? Why does Irish folklore have the legend of a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow? You ever heard that one? Why is it that only the little people know the location of a pot of gold? Where did the ideal of calling Ireland the Emerald Isle? Where'd that come from? Well, you know that finding the Ark of the Covenant will change the course of history when it's found. If it's found. And it's got to be found, ladies and gentlemen. This is the relic. This is the one piece of evidence that will prove the existence of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And why do you say that? Well, here's a question for you. Why did Jeremiah, the prophet, the legends of Jeremiah, you ever think about the prophet, the weeping prophet of Jeremiah, who the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 was called before he was ever put in his mother's womb to preach to these people? What is the legend that Jeremiah went to Ireland? What did he take with him? You ever wonder about that? How would the Ark of the Covenant change the course of history? Well, if it's the lost link to the Israelites of the Old Testament, finding the Ark and you find your lost 10 tribes of Israel, and it will clearly point to where their identity is today. Now, the question is, where is it? Did a people that moved out of a land, do you think that they left the most precious item when they departed? Do you really think that? Don't you think a people that was exiled in 721 B.C., we got into part two of this message tonight of the sent ones. Now, they were sent back in. And then there was ministers sent to get them to return or get them to know their identity. Peter, James, and John were sent. Matthew was sent. Paul was sent. James chapter 1 verse 1 says that they were sent to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. You'd think that they didn't take that precious relic with them? Do you for one minute think that they left behind the most valued, coveted treasure of their heritage? How did the stone of stone, how did that stone make its way from Bethel in northern Galilee, where Jacob slept on it in 1950 B.C. Now, that was 1,950 years before the Messiah, the advent of the Messiah. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, you know that the time is now. And in 70 A.D., that place where they had lied to the children of Israel, they could care less. There wasn't any telegraphs, there wasn't any telephones, there wasn't any television, praise Yahweh. And when that temple was destroyed in 70 A.D., there was a wondrous event prior to that, 70 years prior to that, that the Messiah demonstrated when he hung on the torture stake. And a lot of, here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen, and I struggle with this problem because our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We're undereducated. They've destroyed the Nordic peoples, the writing, their exploits, their journeys. All that has been crushed and trashed and swept under the rug of the mainstream, who would like to forget them, who would pray that they never reemerge. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a prophetic prophecy right in the Bible, and this is the prophetic prophecy that Paul wrote in Romans chapter 11. And you say he wasn't anointed? You say that this man of the faith that suffered more than any man in shoe leather was beaten more times, given up for dead more times, wounded and abused for the name of Yahweh that he ignorantly persecuted? You know, you could be in that condition right tonight. I know preachers on the radio is preaching against the name of Yahweh is going to get himself a Saul experience. They're going to be struck down on the road to Damascus. They're going to be demanded to go to Street and get their mind straightened out about the name. Ladies and gentlemen, pride lifted up, and you know what happens before a fall. Pride enters in, and these proud preachers that will not preach this history with the true name, they'll preach a history sometime, but they won't use the true name. They'll use this false name that was brought in by the very people that are now doing us damage. Paul said that there shall arise out of Jacob a deliverer. Now, some people think that that was prophetic, prophesying about the Messiah. No. The Messiah had already come when Paul wrote this verse, "Thou shalt," future tense, it's a future event, "thou shalt arise out of Zion a deliverer to turn Jacob from his ungodliness." Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's prophetic that there is going to be a people, a foundation, a gestalt, a mighty weapon in the hand of Yahweh, witnesses, sent ones, if you will, that will go forth and they will reveal the history, the hidden history. They will bring back Israel to the remembrance, their eyes, which have been blinded purposely now for a season until, now listen to this now. It says, "they shall be blind until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Now, let's go back to where we started at part one and refresh your memory with a powerful verse of Scripture. One of the most powerful revealing scriptures in the Bible concerning this message of the sent ones, the lost sheep. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, he said, "Go not to the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep," showing you that when the times of the Gentiles, in other words, when Israel is pronounced upon, a blindness will happen to Israel. Blindness has happened to Israel now. And that's why that we've lost our heritage. That's why that we've stood idly by and let them destroy our heritage and our identity. That's why that we want to promote other races and other peoples, these Gentiles, these dumb Gentiles, led away with the error of the wicked, and we want to be like them. Where did Jeremiah the prophet go? What did he take with him? is it that he could communicate with the locals so easily when he arrived in Ireland? Was it not that they still spoke the language of the Iberians, which is in the Hebrew language, the Hebrew language? Why was there no war when he brought the Hebrew religion into Ireland? Why didn't they rebel? Why is it that the apostles who went to the British Isles, including Paul, found willing ears to heed their message? Why did it take war to bring the Gentile Roman Church to counteract the original message that was sent? Because the Bible says that Satan hated the woman that brought forth the man-child and sent forth a flood of sent ones. Satan sent forth a flood of sent ones after Jeremiah passed, after several years of the message flourishing, and they got it. It got a base. It got a remnant. It got an establishment. But then came the whore. Then came a powerful church that converted all of the British Isles, mainly, to Catholicism. And then they entered back into paganism. You see how fast that much of this history has been deliberately suppressed from our schools and our universities, simply because the whore entered in and caused the people of the faith, the people of the crown, the people of the covenant to get in bed with her, to commit fornication, and to commit adultery. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important message tonight. If you only knew, you'll learn why when the Celtic and the Nordic and the Anglo-Saxon peoples, they should be thrilled to hear the message from a sent one about their roots and their length. The restored history links the British and the Irish people and the Scottish people and the Germanic peoples to the land of Israel and their Hebrew ancestors, the lost sheep of Israel. Do you think that Yahweh intends to bring the Ark of the Covenant out of its hiding place to put the final stamp on the people that have it? At that time, there shall be deliverance for Israel, not the Gentiles. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been so fooled and deceived by the lying pen of the scribes and the professors of the universities who have altered our heritage and our destiny and clouded the picture with blindness. We've been smitten with some type of rare vision distortion. Things are not in order. There needs to be a return back to the old path. Have you ever watched some of the history of Israel? The information is there. You just got to find it. You're not aware of it. Have you ever wondered about the wishing well and the pot of gold and the little people and the birthstones, the harp of David, the stone under the throne? Have you wondered about where all this rich history came from? All these symbols are a part of Irish and Scottish and British legend. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that the wishing well was where Joseph was hidden, and the blood-soaked, torn pieces of his coat of many colors, or his kilt, as it is worn today. Note, we should be so thankful. Irish legend has wishing wells with small bits of torn clothing placed about the edge. Wonder why? We're the only people that does this, ladies and gentlemen. It's somewhere in our genetics, in our remembrance. Call to remembrance the former days. This is the story of Joseph, acted out as a legend and carried to Ireland by the prophet Jeremiah and his companion Barak from Palestine when they came to Ireland with that precious relic. Jeremiah knew where that ark was. And ladies and gentlemen, they didn't leave it there for the trampled feet of the Gentiles when they overran the Holy Land. When they came into a place that used to be the Holy Land, it ain't holy no more. It wasn't holy when the Messiah was there. They call it Sodom. And everybody today, the Gentiles, the dumb, erring Gentiles, and the blind sheep together have built up this movement in Christianity to tell you that the Jews are God's chosen people when it's the lost sheep, the 12 tribes scattered abroad, never to come back over there. Never. And yet, we say, oh, there's going to be some prophetic happenings over there. Well, there is. There's going to be some prophetic happenings elsewhere that's not told. There is the people that are scattered through the earth that have lost their identity. They don't know who they are. They are far from the revelation that I'm preaching to you tonight. That's why we're called lost. This is why that Yahweh has chosen me as one of the few sent ones to come and preach the gospel worldwide on WWRB 3.185 and other radio stations around the world. This is one of the elite Cadillac of the industry of shortwave, and this is a very, very cheap way for myself and my ministry, the Shepherd's Call Ministry, and our supporters to bring this last day revelation. Now, when I say it's the last day, I'm talking that there's going to have to be an awakening. There's going to have to be a people that regain until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Then the eyes of Jacob, the real roots of why Jeremiah took the ark along with the other precious items and the royal princesses. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there was no kings that Jeremiah brought with him. Jeremiah the prophet and the seed for the descendants of the royal ones, the holy ones. He brought with him an ark. And this ark is told in legends repeat with the stories from Ireland to Scotland to England to Germany to France to Finland, to Canada, the great, powerful nation of Canada, of the Aryan white race, it used to be, not no more. And in the St. John's area of the island, where it is reported that the ark came into Oak Island, and then it was removed and carried down to the North Carolina coast, and then it was taken inland, and thus we have the legend that the ark traveled far inland to the new Iberia, or the land of the Hebrews. The Book of Mormon will confirm this, ladies and gentlemen. All that has been suppressed. They have been beaten down and killed, and that's why that they were evilly entreated, because they told about a people. And one of the major tribes in the house of Israel is Dan. The emerald is the stone legend of Dan in Ireland. It's a tribe of Israel which migrated early in Israel's history to those isles far off. That is Ireland, which is part of the British Isles. And the historical records in the book tracing our white ancestors. Now listen to this now. Oh, this is a racist message now. See, if I was teaching tonight as a professor and glorifying some other race, oh, that would be well received by the communist socialist agenda, which is set to stamp out the memory of our white ancestors and their people and tarnish us. This book, Tracing Our White Ancestors, by Frederick Haberman. Frederick Haberman wrote a book about tracing our white ancestors. Now listen to what he said. Irish historians are unanimous about 580 B.C., there arrived in Ulster a notable man, a patriarch, or saint. Now, this is in 580 B.C. So, Jeremiah, along with the house of Judah, which was exiled also. The good figs left up there, ladies and gentlemen, according to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. This is much deeper than I've got time to go into it. I just wish I could take my time. I could do a 50-hour, 100 hours talking about the book of Jeremiah and this history associated with this particular patriarch. He was a saint accompanied by Eastern princesses. That was the daughters of Zedekiah. Remember, Zedekiah and his sons were drug off to Babylon in 581 B.C., and the sons were killed, and Zedekiah had his eyes put out and blinded. That's a type of a high priest, the king, the Israel, being blinded. Israel was lost, and Judah was blinded. Now, his scribes was known by the name of Simon Barak, or Barak. This party brought with them several remarkable things about which Ireland's the songs and legends cluster around. These things were a harp. It was supposedly David's own harp. And a wonderful stone. Listen, oh my, I just get so... When I teach on this stone of stone, I just get chills and thrills when I think about this precious relic that belongs exclusively to the white ancestors and our race, and today is frowned upon, and we hang our head in shame when we have to talk about these things, or we feel like that we're intruding against some other, or some a communist agenda, socialist agenda, tries to paint us in the picture of being racist when we want to really highlight and teach about our white ancestors. Should it be against the Bible when the Messiah himself was a blushing son of Jacob descendant? Should it be against the Bible when David was of a ruddy complexion? I mean, did he could blush? Adam was a blushing. He was a blushing red man. Blush red in the face from the earth. And what about Jeremiah marrying the princess Tamar, Tithi, to Ekeldohai, the Heremon? All this is history. He was the head king of Ireland. She married the head king of Ireland. And after the latter embraced the worship of Yahweh, listen to me, Jeremiah became the chief figure in Irish history, life, and religion. That's why they call them the Jeremies. There's many Jeremies throughout the white race. Jeremy. In the book, Judah's Scepter and Joseph's Birthright by J.H. Allen, how many people have it, but you should obtain one. I think it's a good book. J.H. Allen notes that Jeremiah and Simon Barak, a princess, daughter of an eastern king, and that the royal party carried with them the harp, an ark, and the stone called the Fay. This ark is nothing other than the Ark of the Covenant. Irish history tells us that the last place of the covenant of the ark was seen in Ireland. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just get thrills about this. Well, you think it's still in Ireland? Well, it could be. It could be in Scotland. It could be in England, although I doubt it. My preference is somewhere down in the southern land of the good old USA, Iberia. The Hebrew word for Yahweh's New Jerusalem. Oh my, I get thrilled. And ladies and gentlemen, if this history, which was destroyed by Rome, did you know that 20 Irish histories agree that Jeremiah the prophet in 580 came to Ireland? He brought important items from Jerusalem. 20 Irish histories. That has now been suppressed and removed from the universities and no longer taught by the clergy. Because we know why. One item that they brought, according to this, was, again, the Ark of the Covenant. He was the patriarch saint of Ireland. The title involved the saint, the patriarch. The Roman Catholic sainted a Christian missionary named Patrick, who died in the county of Down on March the 17th, 465 A.D. 465 A.D. This slick trick was recorded by history as fact. This Patrick was never a traditional patron of Ireland. So is this false history? The Catholic Church, the fact that Rome began early to convert Ireland, once they got possession, it was necessary for them to destroy the influence of the legends and the history left by Jeremiah. And they did that in part by substituting the name of St. Patrick in the place of the prophet, Jeremiah. And more, they set about to work to destroy even the old and famous capital city of Tyre. In 565 A.D., St. Rudaheim, along with a posse of bishops and chiefs of the south of Ireland, cursed the city so that neither king nor queen might ever rule or reign therein again. They forced the government and the monarchy, the people, to abandon the place, and from hence Tyre was deserted. Now, that's the Lost Ten Tribes by Reverend Joseph Weil, and that wrote this book in 1883 out of London. Robert Banks was the printer, and Racket Court, Fleet Street in London, England, published The Lost Ten Tribes. Who else has a rich history of the legends and the truth? It's clear how Irish legend has been perverted and twisted to suppress the truth and unrighteousness. After Tyre, the influence of the Roman Catholic Church is pervasive in destroying the traditions of the truth of about the history of these people with false stories, lies, concocted from Constantinople and Rome. The whore. What is filtered down through history are mere shadows of truth. Hidden are the records of the Hebrews who transplanted the royal lineage and priesthood from Palestine to Ireland. For safety, Jeremiah and Barak are lost to us. Their deeds are to be rediscovered sometime our generation, I believe. The fact that the last place of the Ark of the Covenant was seen in these legends was Ireland. It is a matter of historical record. Listen to this now. It is a matter of historical record. Historians reject it as legend. Nevertheless, it is recorded history. The fact is not as important as the question. Will Yahweh use the Ark again to demonstrate that the nation of Israel is the nation that he's working through? Again, we're coming west to the farthest extent of the promise that Yahweh said that he would scatter his sheep throughout the earth. He gave that to Abraham. And these people, Yahweh's people, have been scattered into the greatest nation. And here now, ladies and gentlemen, we are under assault. We are now having a liberal, the socialist agenda installed upon us before it's too late. You see, they're trying to remove all of the ancient history. Right here in America, ladies and gentlemen, there is a hidden history about the lost 10 tribes of Israel coming here. It is suppressed. It is not taught in schools. It would be against the law of the school today to preach or to teach these things that I'm teaching. They're not accepted. We have been, our legends, our history, our heritage has been replaced by groups that have come in to destroy. And this is through a clergy, this is through a priesthood, this is again through the churches that are considered to be not of Yahweh. These are churches that never minister in the name of Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a growing membership of those who are now swearing by his name and lifting up his great, powerful, and most magnanimous and magnificent name. In the last days, it's being restored by those who are sent. Those who know in Britain and Ireland, every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given you, as I have said to Moses. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. Every place that an Israelite and the soles of his feet have touched has been given to them. And yet we have been put to sleep, rocked away, and given up to worship idols and to believe these lies. Like St. Patrick replacing Jeremiah in the legends of Scotland and Ireland. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you think that Yahweh knew that was coming? Don't you think that when the great exile of those who were oppressed in the 1600s and 1700s that came to America, that they found their brothers, the remnants of their brothers here in America already, and that there was a rich heritage and a book that was written, that the 10 tribes came here to be joined later by the other two tribes, Judah and the half tribe of Benjamin, and that they would be 12 tribes here, and that would make 13 through the adoption of Manasseh and Ephraim. Now the 13 tribes established as the 13 colonies. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, it was an Israelite dream. It was the purpose to establish and carve out here. And the world, which is rich in the history, is now suppressed. And the Gentiles have trodden down and placed underfoot the covenant that Yahweh gave to Abraham in Joshua, confirmed, chapter 1, verse 3. Well, is it going to work, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think so. Yahweh's going to get his way, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be a return. There's going to be an awakening. There's going to be a power shift. There's going to be a spiritual manifestation. You're going to see sons and daughters born with knowledge of their past, of their present, and of their future. They're going to have a vision. And ladies and gentlemen, that vision is happening right now as we speak all over America, all over the world. This program tonight about the history of the sent ones, sent to you exclusively by those that love and those that support the Shepherd's Call Ministry with Pastor Buddy. It is a legend. It is a heritage that is now being suppressed, and they're trying to rub it out. But the Bible says you can do nothing against the truth but for it. That the legends, the Celts and the Druids, who were they? Who were they? Why are we so confused about the history of Ireland and Scotland and England and France and Germany? Why is it that these people appeared at a specific time that tells us that they had time after 721 B.C. and that Jeremiah arrived only a couple hundred years later, around 580, right on time as he closed the door to that sandbox? Now it's a desolation. It only exists now simply because the Gentile nations have been made to believe that God's chosen people have gone back over there, and in reality, it is the Mongolian Khazars that are now occupying that sandbox. And they call themselves Jews, and they are not. They're liars. They name their nation Israel, but it is not, for they are liars. And the Bible will tell you that they are. And yet, the blind sheep of the house of Israel, not knowing who they are willing to support somebody that says they are. You see the instinct here? It's even in the instinctual genetics for the main body of the house of Israel to support somebody that says they are Israel. Although they're supporting the wrong one. Now see, they're deceived. They're blind. You can't show a blind man the things that he's doing because he can't see. He can be told, but he has to have a vision. And the Bible said, without a vision, the people will perish. And we've been perishing generation after generation under the curse of blindness brought to you courtesy of rebellion of the house of Israel that desired to be like the Gentiles. And so Yahweh scattered them among the Gentiles. And for that reason, ladies and gentlemen, we've been given up to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know in whom I believed. I know that the time is nigh that we're going to return to, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have a great revival. Now, this revival is not going to be for the world. It's going to be for the people of Yahweh who are going to rise up in the last day. There's going to be a great persecution for the house of Israel and those who wake up. There's going to be a time when the people will walk upright, and they'll have a knowledge, and they will know the truth, and the truth will make them free. I believe that day's coming, ladies and gentlemen, and I believe that day is now. I believe that we are in the beginning of the great awakening of the Rip Van Winkle of the House of Israel. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that we could regain our... Well, I think we are going to gain our purpose and our direction into the House of Israel. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is a strong tower, and the Bible said the righteous run into it and they are saved. But we can't run into it. We can't run into it until we have a vision. We can't go. We can't go until we know the way to go. And that way is set up and brought to you courtesy of the sent ones, those who have come into the truth, and those who will walk upright, and those who will gain entrance to those who love the Creator. I love you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and it is so good in my soul to preach to you the kingdom principles of the lost sheep of the House of Israel. I love this message. I love you if you are some of the scattered sheep from the House of Israel. I love you if you would be so kind is to write us tonight and tell us that you hear Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call live on WWRB around the world on the transmitting Jewel of South, preaching about the sent ones, sent only to the lost sheep of the House of Israel, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. I am, the causative verb to be, Haya Eliasha Hayaya. I am only sent to the lost sheep of the House of Israel. I'm not sent to the Gentile. And yet the church today is concentrating on the Gentile, and they are ignoring the sheep. And really, it's some of the sheep that are asleep that don't know who they are. They're going out here and trying to save the Gentiles, or they're supporting the people that call themselves Jews and are not, but are liars, out of the synagogue of Satan to deceive the very elect, along with the church of the whoredom. Revelation 17 will identify her, and Revelation chapter 3 said, ever who gets in bed with her and commits a fornication or adultery, that these plagues that are written in the book will come upon all of those in the last days. You're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see miracles and signs and wonders. You're going to have the artifacts, the historical lost objects, the relics of the past. The legends are now going to come true, and are going to come through a people that love Yahweh. They're going to come through a people who has kept the faith and hasn't denied His name. Ladies and gentlemen, it's wonderful. If you'd like to write me tonight, let me give you a mailing address. Simply take my name, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 22, that's 2284, that's Post Office Box 2284, and that's in New Tazewell, that's N-E-W, T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, New Tazewell, two words, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, you can do so by dialing area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. And I'll be glad to take your call tonight. I'm live around the world here on WWRB on May the 29th. My time travels on. We'll be right in June here before you know it. And we'll be coming up on Pentecost. It'll be coming up in Bryson City, North Carolina. You don't want to miss it. Just going to be a friendly gathering of family, a few friends, that will be doing Pentecost. It'll be a two-day affair. We'll be gathering and we'll be giving some dates later on. If you'd like to make the trip down to Bryson City, we'll give you directions on how to get there and find the place. And we're going to have some wonderful fellowship there high in the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina. If you'd like to email me tonight, my email address is buddy1@centurytale.net. That's buddy1@centurytale.net. Now, if you'd like to go to our website, you can also find my email and my telephone number and my mailing address. And you can find all the messages that our engineer, Brother Bob, has placed up there for you to remember the messages by. You can go up there and you can just listen at your own leisure pace, and you can download all these messages and play them back. You can record them, actually, on hard disk free. They don't cost you anything. That's oneyahweh.com. That'll be www.oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com, and you'll get our Shepherd's Call website. So, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is coming soon to a people near you. And you want to be ready. You want to have your eyes open. And this message is designed exclusively tonight for those of you who would believe that this message is for those who would desire to have their eyes opened. Ladies and gentlemen, all you've got to do is to open your eyes and to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, what does that mean? That means that Yahweh's going to give you some information. Well, this information has been brought to you tonight, courtesy of the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and those who love this message, and those who support this gospel. They make tremendous sacrifices. People sit down and write tithing checks every month, and they address it to Pastor Buddy. And they send it to me. And I send this gospel along to you, that you might become enlightened and know your heritage, and know that we've been sent, especially by those who support me, and along with the Creator, with a covenant, that Yahweh could give you a blessing, that Yahweh could let you, of all people, He could let you stand up and take the truth and walk in, and you could find rest for your soul, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that Yahweh loves you? Well, I think He does. Well, I know in whom I believed. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know in whom you believe? Do you know what His name is? Do you know the way of salvation? I hope and pray that you do. And I hope and pray that the blessings will come to you in such a way that it will fill your heart, and that you will know that you pass from death into life because you've found the truth. Well, we hear the old I Love Yahweh brought to you courtesy by Sister Linda up in the upper part of Michigan. Almost in the farm up there she lives, her and her husband Fred. We send this out to you, Miss Linda, courtesy of the Shepherd's Call. We love you guys. We love everyone around the world that loves Yahweh and keeps the faith. I'll see you Monday night with a brand new series. If you'd like to have this series in three parts, you can write Pastor Buddy. I'll send you the series, Sent Ones. Are you sent, or are you sent to? Have you been called? Better yet, have you been chosen? Straight His way, and there's the gate. And if you're there, be to find it. I love you very much tonight. Yahweh bless you.